Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
Now I know what it's like to be Brian Bulaga, who in 2010 stepped into the starting lineup for an old, broken down, washed up right tackle.
Innovator.
Couch loves to bring up Lou Gehrig and Wally Pipp. I hope he's nervous this morning.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
I'll tell you this, I might be Wally Pipp. Wildy ain't no Lou Gehrig. I'm going to tell you that right now. So.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Joining us on the WDTMJ hotline, live from a boat, it is Mark Tausch. Are you having any luck this morning?
We are having some luck, yeah. Max and one of his buddies are out here. We're with one of the great fishermen in all of Wisconsin. We've caught one monster muskie already.
Very nice.
A couple of northern. So you said it, a beautiful morning, and it's been beautiful out on the boat.
Now, who actually caught the fish?
The kids.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I'm kind of in the role of photog this morning, and there's nothing more fun than seeing kids catching big fish and fighting them. Now, would they be doing it without the help of our great friend Clussy? Probably not, but pretty impressive nonetheless.
Well done. Hey, I don't know if you saw this or not, and I'm very curious. We wonder if you are, if you've ever had to do this. Can you bring that up there, Greg? So a lot of times you'll hear of rookies in the NFL having to sing in front of the other players. This is a offensive lineman Colin Cubberly singing in front of the Badger team. Little Adele. Doing a really good job there. Did you ever have to do that? Did you have to be hazed and sing in front of your classmates?
So at Wisconsin, we did not. At that point, we didn't. But Cubberly there crushed it. And you always know that things are going well when everybody else jumps in with you and you kind of hear that, you just heard that little uproar. But no, for, you know, Green Bay, we got there and it was, there's no hazing, but you ended up, you know, buying a bunch of dinners and stuff like that. It wasn't the talent show that you see. And I know on Hard Knocks with the Bears, they've done it. What it does, there's a couple of things. A, you want to entertain the veterans, you want to make sure they're having fun, but B, it also shows that you can be a part of it. You can kind of play along with the deal. And there was one time, I guess now that I think back at Wisconsin, we did have to do like a skit, and our skit was average. But when you did the impressions of Coach Alvarez, which I love doing on the radio with the day now, I'll do my Barry Alvarez impression. Those are fun, but you're always kind of looking side-eyed, like, if Coach is getting kind of irritated about this,
right,
you want to dial it back. But when you get the reaction from your teammates, you keep rolling with it, and you just hope Coach has a good sense of humor about it, because otherwise things can get a little bit dicey.
Do you think the coach ever knew you were making fun or poking fun a little bit?
Oh, for sure. For sure. And I love doing, you know, Coach Alvarez. God dang it. Come on. We got guys over at the towers not paying attention. That was always because, you know, when Barry would get really mad or very frustrated, his voice goes up 15 octaves. And that's when you know, that's the only way to do a good Barry Alvarez impression is by cranking up the octaves a couple of notches. But yeah, I think as long as you're not saying or doing anything that's disrespectful, I think coaches love to laugh at themselves too. It just better be good. If it's not good, then you're going to probably end up getting punished more.
What I don't understand is, why is this only a football thing or a sports thing? I mean, that's a job when you get into the NFL.
Agree.
Like, why aren't we doing this in the accountant's office, or how come the finance department?
I'm actually thinking when Vinny's out, whoever is subbing in for Vinny should be asked to do something.
Wait a minute.
I think that should be the new norm, but I don't know if that's what you were going for. But I think tomorrow, I think Vinny's out again tomorrow.
He is.
I think if you give a day's notice, I actually think we should do some type of a talent show tomorrow with anyone that's subbing. What do we all think about that?
I think, Michelle, that's a great idea. We should give it a shot.
What would Michelle, what would you do? If we go through with this, what is going to be your talent that you're going to do? You're going to sing, juggle? What are we doing?
Is it Adele? Or is it some other band, Pearl Jam? Who are you?
I am not doing karaoke.
Michelle's thinking, I'm taking the day off. It's going to be you two tomorrow. That's what I'm going to be doing.
All right, Tosh, enjoy the lake.
All right, thank you.
Tosh, sponsored by Kohler Services.